Each and every day has got its purpose. But the denominator of the purpose is God. He purposes all things, he directs all things. To us is just to appreciate and to give thanks to God because of his divine and sovereign plan of how things will be.
We
are in continuation of the book of John chapter 18, of which last week we did because we had a funeral in Kasungu. Set ye him and judge him according to your law. The Jews therefore say unto him, it is not lawful for us to put any man
to death.
So you can see and understand how these qualified Jews, what they responded when Pilate told them the exact thing that they should do.
Ndipo apa mutakuona ndikuzindikira zinthu zimene abawo amene amakazithulaokha kunena kuti ndalowa mdandayudawa zimene amakazichita zimene amakazifotokozera kunena kuti iwowo asakuloledwa kuzichita.
They were like law keepers, and they reflect from the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 13.
You are what you are, Mazenna, who can go soon as you are, the book was lazy. I'm a couple of was right to be another book like Exodus, chapter 20, verse 13.
Because Exodus, chapter 20, verse 13, God commanded the Israelites, the Jews, thou shall not
kill.
So, thou shall not kill is one of the laws that has been given to the Jews. There are many laws that God gave the Jews, but one of them is this one. Now, they had hatred in their hearts, had hunger in their hearts, but they are denying themselves to kill, reflecting to the law that God got them and commanded them that do not kill.
Ndipo anthu awa anali ndi mkwiyo waukulu mkati mwawo, anali ndi udani mkati mwawo, komano iwowa amakangozunzika kapena kuti amakangoyesa kusunga tsopano lamulo lonena kuti usaphe.
Pilate told them what is the best, because of the kind of anger that was with them, was killing him. He told them, judge him yourself, do the work, but they rejected.
They
were not knowing that hearers of the law are not just before God. And if each and everybody thinks to be observer of the law, if he ends nothing in his arm. Because Romans chapter 2, verse 12,
that one
says,
verse
2, for as many as have sinned without law shall also perish without law. And as many have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified.
So here
it is speaking to the Jews that had to boast in the law. So Paul spoke to the Romans that hearers of the law are not all justified. Why Paul was speaking like that? Because he also preached to Galatians, that is Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Whereby it says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, then made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree.
Kuku anabombola kutembelela chiramulo anakhala tembelero mmalomo athu pakuti kwalembedwa wotembelelewa aliyense wopachikirwa apa mtengo.
Christ was made a curse for us to be redeemed from the curse.
Ndipo Kristu anayesima tembelero pano anapangidwa kukhala wotembelelwa mmalomo athu kuti ife tikaombedwe kutembelero.
We were redeemed from the curse of the law because of his will in making Christ to be a curse. Christ himself is holy and he is very holy, whereby there is no sin in him, so he is not a cursed man.
Yes, Christ, why can't we hear and want to hear his sister? What about you? Why are you?
But the question is, why Christ descended so that he should be made a curse for us?
It is
because Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4 says. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great wrath, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, have quickened us to God Christ, by grace ye are saved.
Oma mulungu, wole mera chifundo. Chifuwa cha chikwandi cha ati cha chikulu, chimene ana chikwanda na asho. Tinga kare tinari akufa nzola kwa zatu. Anati pasa moyo, pamozi di Kristu, mwiyokulu musibwa, ni chisomo.
So he is speaking about the mess that was very rich with God.
Ndipo apa kulankhula za chifundo chimene chinali cholemera cha Mulungu.
Very richness that was with God upon his own people. Makes the love of God to be upon the elect.
Kulemera kukapena kuti kulemera kwa chifundo cha Mulungu kumene Mulungu anali nako kunapangisa kunena kuti pamwe chifundo chifikire kwa iwo amene ndi osankhidwa.
It was this mess that was in richness that stops the wrath of God to be upon the elect.
Ndinu chifundo chake chimene chimene cholemera kwambiri cha Mulungu chimene chinakagwira mkwiri wa Mulungu upande osankhidwa.
Without mess, there is a wrath of God against the people in the world.
Koma mupanda chifundo chimenezo palibe mkwiri wa Mulungu umene ukupita kwa anthu osokhala mdziko lapansi.
And the wrath of God is kindled against all the people, for all people have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
But we are many words, we are not here, and also kind of a Zimola Bazi, but we are not Nashima, not very well up only in Roman.
But here there is mess, not just mess, but very rich, that makes to stop the wrath of God against all those here erected from eternity.
Koma tsopano apa pali chifundo, osangwali chifundo chadai, koma chifundo cholemera, chimene chikuimisa mkwiyo umene wa Mulunguwo kuti usafikire pa anthu ake osankhidwa.
Why is mess stopping the wrath of God?
Komano chifukwa chani, chifundo chani chinakaimisa mkwiyo wa Mulungu.
It's because there is love in grace that is with God and love in those he erected.
Ijinu njifakini na kuti ipanali chifundo kwa maso chisomo chimene china unjika kwa ano amina Mulungu ya mwini ana wasanga.
First of all, we have seen that the net is very rich.
Yipo yama nuna kuti chifundo chwani chole mera.
The second thing, that is love that is great.
So, the greater love
that God loved in the elect makes the mess that is very rich to stop the wrath only upon the elect and bring the several to the unerected.
Ndichikondi chachikulu chimene chachikulu cha Mulungu chimene chinali pano osankhidwa chimene chinakapangisa kunena kuti chifundo chitsike ndi chifundocho chikagwire mkwiyo wa Mulungu pa anthu ochimwe osankhidwa koma nthawi yomweyo kwa anthu amene ndiosankhidwa akuyenera mkwiyo.
He never just stopped the wrath, but there should be somebody who will be a problem of these people that were wanted to be punished and because of the wrath that has been kindled against them.
Ndipo sikunali kuyenera kunena kuti mkwiyo wa Mulungu ungochosedwa kapena ungoyimitsidwa ayi koma kunayenera kunena kuti papezeke wina amene ndi mulo wa malo wa anthu ochimwa amene mkwiyo wa Mulunguwo ukuti uyakireno pa iye.
Because there is nothing that can stop completely the wrath of God. There should be something that should be preventing the elect from the wrath of God. Which means the wrath of God is to hit on something, and that something will be a protection of the insiders that are those are the elected people.
Kuli kwetu chinthu ngakhale chimodzi chimene chikhoza kuchosa kotheratu mkwiyo wa Mulungu ayi mkwiyo wa Mulungu unayenera kunena kuti uyake ndithu koma mmalo mwake panafunika kuti papezeke chinthu china kapena munthu wina amene ati mkwira mulungu ukamati ukubwera iyeyo akhale umwe wamalo wa munthuyo ochimwayo malo mwake mkwira ukamati ukuyeka uziyakira kwa munthu ameneyoyo.
That is Isaiah chapter 53, verse 3, 4, 5, and 10.
Is in Chifanere to go down Bukula Isaiah, Isaiah 53, verse 3, 4, 5, verse 10.
First number three of Isaiah 53 says, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. We hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not.
Chifukwa mundemi, andimeake ya 5 ya mbukula Yesaya yo.
Verse
3. Kwa kama kwa 3, kwa sita basaka, kwa kuti. Iye, akanyo zedwa andu kukaliba ndi andu, mundu wazi soni. Ni wazi wazo wawa. Niko akanyo zedwa, mwonga mundu wa mbisi ya andu kwa zao, niko ife, siti na mlemekezda.
Verse number 4. Surely he has brought our griefs and carried our souls. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted.
Amen. Imagine I have put his own adi. Ye, an animal as well as that too. Who says that his own is that too? Kuma he said, Namvesa, Namyesa. Chinamuvesa wokome, Namyesa wokome, Ogan Gatumu, no Futigua.
But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And in his stripes we are healed.
In verse 5, I'm going to go by and I see why you find a Zora Guazatu. Not to Zibra, you find a Buruzatu. Chirango, that is a great and tender age now, Piraye.
What number 10 says, yet it
imprisoned
the Lord to bruise him. Thank God because of such prison. He has put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pressure of the Lord shall prosper in his heart.
Pamene mundima yake yatena kuti koma kuna mkomera Yehova kumtunduza ayanikike tu Mulungu chifukwa cha mtima umenewo ndi chilango chikana ndachika pa mwana wake anamvesa zowawa moyo wake ukapereka nsembe yopalamula iye adzaona mbewu yake adzakanimvisa masiku ake ndipo alipo chomkondweza Yehova chizakukula mʼmanja mwake.
You would love to be reading this chapter almost daily, repeatedly. It brings comfort to the hungry soul, the sinner's heart, only the elected ones, because Christ is the object and substance.
Amene mkwiwa mungu yona kasipa kwa yungu kituwa cha Christ Yesu. Amene yeyo ana kala chitetezero jami yoyo yangu. Mukozo yuko na vesi yoro mkuka funa kwa yuwa yunga mafuzi. Tiku nika yi yonze.
Because verse number 12 says, therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. Because he has poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors.
Chifunga mwana ni mege ato kwa kuti chifunga jaje, nizam kawira gawo diakulu. Nimo azadawa na jamba kuzofunga, kwa kuti iye anachina mwewaje kuyifa. Niko anawalengedwa pamodzi ndi olakwa koma ananyamula machimo ambiri napembedzera olakwa.
We are preaching this singular message that is of death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Tikulalikiratu uthenga wapaderadera umene kukulankhula za imfa komanso kuuka kwa mbuye wathu Yesu Khristu.
The gospel is of Christ. It's about Christ and His Christ. The gospel is about the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ with the reason, because there is mercy that is rich and there is great love upon the elect.
Ne uthenga wabwino ndi ifa komanso kuuka kwa Yesu Khristu kumene malamulo za Yesu Khristu pachifukwa choneka kuti pali chifundo cholemera komanso mkwiri wa Mulungu.
Verse 5 was saying that was of Ephesians chapter 2, saying that even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved.
Chifumuka wana mdimera la chisa mdimera fai kibungu la Efesu chapter 2 wakunina kuti. Kinga kare kina ya kufa mzola kwa zatu. Anani masa moyo pamozi ni Kristu. Mwenyokuru munga nijisomu.
So grace is saving the elected sinners, only those God loved them with the great love and rich mercy, dropped the wrath upon them, because there is somebody who will be punished because of them.
Ndero amana kula za chisomo. Chisomo, chukukulu musino kwa mungu wa chima, wa sankiba, chifuwa ya chifundo ya chikuru cha Mulungu, chukule mera kwa chifundo cha ki. Kwa mene Mulungu yo, ame chisa kutenga mkwiri wake ukali wake kukazika kwa Kristu kana wake mbalu wa mungu wa chima.
So when we go back to John chapter 18 verse 31, Pilate, the king, told the Jews, check him yourself. Judge him yourself. And the Jews rejected.
When Muhammad came to Kulawane, chapter 18, the Bible says, John, John has been with Pilate, and now Kulawane, and now with Mumtenge, Mumtenge,
he was telling them, be the judge yourself, be the coach yourself, and do whatever sentence upon this man.
Is it a man who is a woman 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 who is a
woman who is if he were not a male factor, would have not delivered him and of him.
Nebu Pilato magawa yanka mawa wa jifuwa yuda wa anani yanka yanka kare mufesi tete kwa mena magani mazuna kuti yaka na kala mkuyo obanda yaka na kala mkuyo sa chita chua ipa sindi kana mpereka kwa ibu.
So people had fought on Christ and saw that he's worthy to be judged and saw that he's worthy to be crucified, but themselves rejected to kill like they are a law observers, seriously worshippers.
Ndipo anthu awa ayudawa anampeza Yesu kukhala wolakwa, anampeza Yesu kukhala wolakwa, ndipo maona kuti ndiyoyenera kuweruzidwa ndipo ndiyoyenera kubachikidwa. Koma anthu omwewo amakana kukamuweruza iwowo kumanena kumafuna kudziyesera wosunga malamulo kuti ndiwo osunga malamulo amene sangafe.
This is killing Christ in the schools of Gentiles.
It's
killing Christ while looking innocent in the shoes of the Gentiles. So the Gentiles did the work of killing it because these people claimed to be holy that they can never kill, but they were doing what they have been commanded or assigned to. So the Gentiles both
kills
Christ.
Ndipo anthu amukulu amene chita chilichonse monga pamene iwo amalamulidwa daiudawa anamupa Yesu Kristo munga mamwala mwala muri bwa daiuda amira yudawa amazitenga iwo kukala wera ndipo ali kuno chita chicho chimana chichita amachita mbono kwa yuda ukwewo
was a very very difficult for the angels to come and bound Christ and kill Christ. There's some people, the Jews, relatives to Christ, would have raised up and said, why are you killing Christ? But it was to be so that it is to be confirmed that both Gentiles and Jews are sinners and sinning, come short of the glory of God and sin against God. Look to how the Jews responded. They say it is not wrong for us to put any man to death. Innocent speakers, lip service, but hypocrites.
That's
how the world works.
That
when I study how the world works, I mean how the religious groups of people call themselves to be churches works.
That's
killing in the shoes of somebody. Why they wanted to kill in the shoes of somebody? It's because there is nothing bad that is not yet born, but is to come. No. So let the shoes be worn by somebody, but the killers to the others are representing the nation, other brothers, that is to be born in time to come in future.
Is you know if we didn't have booty, we not so the banda, I mean that's only you as an abandon.
That's Nelson Banda in the shoes of those did the work of killing lives. We all were killers, and we are killers in the shoes of those that did the work life of killing Christ Jesus.
So
there is no time to look yourself to be innocent, like you have ever never seen. You are a sinner and for a shot of the
glory.
We are all robbers, killers, sinners. We are all very evil people.
If you are not saying it's a Gawenga, if you are Gawakupa, if you are Gonya, it's a Gonzi.
But because of the rich mercy, because of the great love, God has preserved our eyes so that we should see Christ of the scriptures and his beauty.
Kumano, if you are not saying it's a Gonzi, if you are not saying it's a
Verse 32. That the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which is heard since time, what death he should die. Kumene ndimari azeretuwa kudi, kudima wa Yesu akwaniligwe, amene ananena akuzindikiliza imfa imene akuta zafanayo.
Which means that was the fulfillment of the word of Jesus, and the word is Jesus, and the word is God. That is the fulfillment of God's word, that Christ, the God that went in the body, will die and be crucified for his own guilt.
That's
why verse 33, the last verse for today, says, then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again. That is the place where Christ was. And called Jesus and said unto him, art thou the King of the Jews? This Pilate is asking Jesus, are you the King of Jews? Which means he was not knowing the exact Christ, the exact man whom he is corresponding with. This was so because Christ is only when he is revealed, one can see and declare.
Because
Isaiah chapter 9 says,
Therefore,
put in the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the Lord of Leicester, as in the day of Midian. 5. And every battle of the warrior is with the confused noise, and garments wrought in blood, but he shall be burning and fuel of fire. 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. That is Christ Jesus, the King of Kings.
Pakuti kwa ife, mwana wakanda wabadwa, kwa ife, mwana wabamuna wabazibwa, niko mwana mwina wuzakala papewa laje, niko azamucha zina laje wanawisa, wafungu, ulungu, wapamfu, adade wosata, karonga wantendiri, amene wabu jema ina a Yesu Kristu.
So they were not knowing that Christ Jesus is the King of Kings. Pilate was asking the King without knowing that even himself is very young and junior to him.
Because
Pilate
He was asking this question without knowing that as of now, him is ruling because him has just given him authority that is to be the king, physical king of this world. But him is not the king of the world, but it's a spiritual God. It's God, the sovereign.
Ndino abirano wakafusa kuswa iye ama kafusa mosa zindigira. Kuti iye amene akumufusayo. Ngakaya birano yoyo jamine Yesu Kristo amene jamine ana mpanga birano yoyo. Kuti akane kutai mene yoyo ola mungira. Kusenza kuti iye amene ana ina ufumu wa birano kutai mene. Ndino ufumu wa adwa Kristo mene yoyo ufumu wa ukuru. Kumele suri jato ufumu wanga ufumu wa ziko la pasi uba. Kuti iye ndiye mungu mwole nga zosi.
Christ is the king.
Yesu ndi mfumu.
He is the Savior.
Yeyo ndiye mpulumusi.
He is the Redeemer.
Yeyo ndiye mwomboni.
He is our hope.
Yeyo ndiye chiyembekezo chathu.
He is our salvation.
Yeyo ndiye chipulumutso chathu.
His death and crucifixion is our message.
Ndipo imfa yake ndi chiukitsiro chake umenewu ndi uthenga wathu.
What any other message but Christ and Him crucified is the message.
But if you say that we have a winner, Jesus Christ, you will be able to get a winner. You will be able to get a winner.